Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, New York Times best-selling author Lisa C. talks with Miles Thompson, publisher at Columbia University Press. Of Chinese descent, Ms. C. grew up spending much of her time with her father's side of the family in Chinatown, Los Angeles. Today, she talks about the value of family storytelling and the crucial role that oral history has played in her family's life.
How old were you when you would be listening to the stories, and how much has that affected you with your storytelling?
It's interesting. Both sides of my family were big storytellers. But on my father's side, I think it was kind of different, because even though a lot of them had been born here, this was Chinatown, and a lot of them didn't speak a lot of English because they had just lived their entire lives in Chinatown. In California, you know, there were land laws and all these different laws that really restricted where Chinese could live, go to work, go to school. There were so many things that were illegal or kind of borderline illegal that you were always kind of watching out for the police or the INS or all these things because of what was called the Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882 and how people had come in. Had they come in as paper sons? Had they come in legally? And you were always sort of worried about getting caught. And that combination of being worried about getting caught and not being terribly literate, that this sort of oral history tradition was very important because this was how you passed down the story in case you were caught. And it was so interesting for me when I was working on Ungold Mountain. I'd gotten about 350 pages into writing the book when someone said to me, you know, have you thought about going and looking in the National Archives? And so I wrote to the National Archives, and they called me, and they said, you'd better come up here. We've found more on your family than any other Chinese family so far. So I went up there, and they brought out this cart, and I opened that first file, and there was my great-grandfather speaking on the page. I had heard all of these stories, and those files, the actual interrogations, just proved everything that my family had said was true. It just gave more details. So I think families have certain stories where you ask the uncle or the grandparents or whoever, will you please tell that story again because it's entertaining.
Right.
But it also has that undercurrent of here's what we went through so you can be here today. To me, that's the real value of family stories and why it's so important for us to know those stories. And it's not just about our own families. It's about women. It's about race. It's about ethnicity. It's about religion. It tells us, you know, where we came from and everything that people went through. You know, a lot of suffering and struggles and disappointments for us to be here today.
Right.
Listen to other stories from our community at StorylineProject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network and is made possible by the generosity of Salemtown, a continuing care retirement community where every life shines and stories are celebrated. Storyline. Make the connection.